We invited you in today, and thank you for being my special guest, because I know you're really, really busy. But I want you to tell me a little bit about what you've been up to and what you've been doing, because we've heard some good stuff about you, okay? So you've been raising some money for charity, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, which charity is that?
Catching Lives.
Okay, all right, which is the homeless charity and shelter program, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, how have you been raising money for those? You're 7 years old. How have you been raising money?
Well, I've done a bike ride, a cake sale, and I had a non-school uniform day at school, and a nail party.
A nail party?
Yeah.
I have been to one of those. You don't believe me, do you? If you do believe me, that's worrying as well. Okay, cool. And do you know how much money you raised when you did this?
Well, this year I raised 198, and last year I raised £770.
Wow, congratulations.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
That's a huge amount of money. But you didn't just donate the money, and this is why I wanted to get you in, did you? Because you didn't hand the money over. What did you do with that money when you raised it?
Well, I went to the shop and bought lots of things, and then I wrapped it up in boxes and I gave it to them in the boxes.
So what kind of things did you buy?
Well, I had some razors and toilet roll.
Okay.
And
did I hear you bought some like sleeping bags and things?
Yeah.
Okay. And like some beds?
Yeah.
Amazing. And you took them all into the homeless charity?
Yeah.
And people that are really in need have now got that, right?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Why did you think about doing that?
Well, when I went past somebody on the floor,
yeah.
My mum, I kept on wanting to give it to some money to them.
Okay.
So mummy thought to just help for a charity instead.
I've been bad, because you're not here to tell me about all your fundraising. Well, you are and you're not, okay? Can I read you an email? Now you look scared. This email is from your mum, okay? And she says, "Hi, my daughter Macy is 7 years old and the most caring child I know. In the summer of 2016, she spent our whole 6 week holiday fundraising for the Canterbury charity Catching Lives, which helps the homeless. She managed to raise £770. Good work on your maths, by the way, you remembered that. And bought sleeping bags and made Christmas boxes for all of the clients. And this year, she's raised a further £218, which she will use again to buy sleeping bags and other essentials. She's really so giving and selfless, and I want to do something special for her." That was the email your mum sent me, okay? So we are going to do something special for you, but the whole reason you're here is this here.
Make someone's Christmas. Supported by Kent Reliance.
Macy, have a look behind you.
Hello, Macy.
Santa, come in.
How are you? You sound great on the radio.
Santa, please have a chair just here, if that's okay. We'll get you around. Lucy, you're right to get Santa some headphones. Perfect. Thank you.
Santa, can I have my headphones?
There we go.
Oh.
Can you wear headphones, Santa?
Is that... I doubt if I can hear anything.
Oh.
Mm. Oh, yeah. How lovely.
There we go.
Comes straight through my hat.
Macy, this is Santa.
Hello, Macy.
Because your mum said, "I'd love to be able to send Macy to see Santa, but obviously this guy's super busy this time of year, as you know. So we thought we'd bring Santa to you, and he's heard all about the things that you've been doing, haven't you, Santa?"
I have, yes. I was just listening to the interview as well. You're excellent. What you do for the homeless is superb, and we at North Pole have been thinking we'd love to help out as well and come and say hello to you live here on the radio.
You weren't expecting this, were you? Your face, you've gone very, very white now. Now, what we asked Santa to do was to have a look at the Christmas list and to talk to Mummy and work out which bits you haven't got yet. And I think, Santa, we've got some presents, haven't we?
We've got some presents for you.
Are we allowed to open one, Mummy? Yeah, we can have one. So, Macy, jump out. You're right to get off that stool?
Yeah.
And don't forget your headphones in your head, because you will find out in a minute. Just take them off for you. There you go. And you can grab one present. You'll add one present. You can grab anything you like from the bag. The rest of the bag is yours as well, I will add. The rest of the bag. So I'm not going to take it away from you. But any present you'd like to take, Macy, what would you like to take? I bet she goes for the biggest one. She hasn't. Okay, Macy. Jump back on your chair. You're going for the smallest one. Okay. Right. What is it? What's it? What's in the present? Do you know that sound is just the most amazing sound ever through headphones? Are they well wrapped? What is it?
It's a Taylor Swift DVD.
Did you want the Taylor Swift DVD? Good work, Santa. Good guess. How did you know?
Well, the elves do a lot of work for me in the background, and all the presents are always right.
So, Macy, firmly on the good list this year?
Yes. Oh, she's been on the good list for the last 2 years, right near the top.
There you go, Macy.
With stars.
Have you got anything you want to ask Santa while he's here? You have gone very quiet. The rest of those presents in there are for you, but I've got one more thing that I want to do for you and your mum this Christmas, okay? And it's in this envelope here. It says Macy Rayford. That's right? That's your name? Oh, God, why that worried me, because I thought we got the wrong person then. Macy Rayford, Make Someone's Christmas 2018, £400 of Love to Shop vouchers, which you can go and spend with your mum, and you can take them to shops like Curry's and Toys R Us, and I want you and your mum to go and spoil you, because you've done so many amazing things for other people. I think it's about time that you go and look after yourself, yeah? So is that like a plan? Right, there you go. High Street vouchers.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, Macy. Have yourself an amazing time. Your mouth is so wide right now, I don't think you're going to get it any wider. Santa, thank you so much for coming in and being our surprise guest tonight.
It's the most we could do, just to come down and say, hello, Macy. Have a happy Christmas. Thank you for everything you've done. Well done.
Everybody, Macy, Merry Christmas.